You're listening to SBS News.
The hard lockdown of Melbourne's public housing towers created a powder keg at the height of Victoria's COVID outbreak, and Pauline Hanson lit a match.
The fact is that a lot of them are drug addicts as well. They've actually met medication. They're getting their medication. They're alcoholics, so they're being looked after that way.
In the days following, One Nation sent 114 branded stubby holders to residents with the slogan, "I've got the guts to say what you're thinking," along with a handwritten note saying, "No hard feelings." Ahmed Dini is one of the residents of the tower and wasn't impressed.
She said, you know, they're migrants, they're refugees, they don't speak English, you know, and they're druggies, they're, you know, alcoholics. She knew that. By you saying they're alcoholics and sending stubbies, well, what do you expect? You know, that was very malicious.
Mail for the towers was being distributed by Melbourne City Council workers. Melbourne Lord Mayor Sally Capp says they made the decision not to deliver the One Nation packages.
Given the highly distressing nature of the situation, the sense of pressure and intensity that our residents particularly were under, our team made sure that we had asked all the right questions, made the right inquiries.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt joined the conversation.
I would say that people wouldn't be particularly influenced in either direction by a stubby holder. I'm not sure whether the people in the towers were using stubby holders.
Australia Post hit back. In an email reportedly seen by the Age newspaper, Australia Post demanded the parcels be distributed or it will consider further steps, including whether it's appropriate to notify the police. The unusual move came as Australia Post sought crossbench support to ensure a relaxation of the frequency of mail deliveries was not overturned in the Senate. Australia Post denies that Chief Executive Christine Colgate had personal involvement in the case, saying she did not speak to Senator Hanson or One Nation on the matter, nor did she threaten Melbourne City Council. One Nation declined to comment to SBS News, but Pauline Hanson posted a tweet saying, "Talk about a storm in a stubby cooler." That didn't impress Ahmed Dini either.
We were going through so much at that moment, and the last thing we needed would have been stubbies put in front of our doors from Pauline Hanson.
Some tower residents don't see her actions as a joke. They support Melbourne City Council's decision not to deliver the stubby holders, describing the move as an insensitive political stunt. Mr. Dini says he'd like an apology from Senator Hanson to tower residents, but he's not expecting one. Alan Lee, SBS News.